Let's dive right into it, Max. I first off want to ask you, how did you get into the world of sports gambling? And was there a bit of forecasting on your part knowing that sports betting was approaching legalization here in the United States?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been a sports bettor most of my life. It's something I'm truly passionate about and something I love to do. And being originally from New Jersey, spearheaded some of the legislation and the hopeful repeal of PASPA for in 2015, 2016, and 2017. And finally, towards the end of 2017, we had a good understanding that the Supreme Court would likely rule in our favor. Former Governor Christie did an excellent job, in my opinion, of pushing through some legislation and actually getting PASPA repealed, which is a boon for the industry. It's a boon for sports betting. It's a boon for nearly anything tangentially associated with sports, whether it's the leagues, the teams, the arenas, venues, and most importantly, just everyone on the street that will now be able to bet on sports, right? So it's something that we've seen in New Jersey and Pennsylvania and New York and a number of different states. But thankfully, Michigan, it was kind of towards the twilight hours of getting a bill passed, and I'm thankful that it was able to go through. But to answer your question, that's been something I've been involved in sports betting for quite some time, and it's really exciting for me seeing some of these new states come online and some of these states to start realize some of the potential from giving people opportunities to wager on things they enjoy, but also generating some tax revenue that goes to a number of different sources that funds schools, first responders, a number of different funds that are key to social services.
Yeah, well, without a doubt. And talking about that tax, Max, the tax after winnings would be 8.4% here in Michigan, and the tax on online gaming would range between 20% and 28%. And also, you know, you mentioned that revenue will go into school aid funds and also a fund actually for first responders battling cancer. I'm curious, how have other states with legalized sports gambling systems in place gone about legislating these specifics?
That gets very political in most states. It depends on, more times than not, just given where lottery revenue historically has gone, it's definitely been earmarked for education or a form of education or something involved with school and education. So it's really each state kind of takes their own flavor and digests it a little bit differently. This is something that the governor in each state has some control over, and it's also a function of different lobbying groups getting a tap on the shoulder and wanting to enjoy some of the tax revenue as well. So it really varies significantly. Thankfully, it's not too much of an issue or an obstacle for policymakers or casino owners and operators to manage, but it really is just filling up the coffers a bit more with something that's incremental to casino gaming and gaming nonetheless. So it is, in some respects, found money because they're in the process of combating and potentially eliminating the black market. So they're generating revenue that was not there previous.
Definitely. And you know, we're looking at this, and I know it's still in its infancy when it comes to multiple states who have decided to go this route. But do you see this as a significant boost to respective economies in these states, or a slight boost?
I would say a slight boost. I wouldn't want to conjecture that it is something that's going to materially change the tide in the state fiscally. If you look at the numbers that are actually coming through versus what a state budget is, does it move the needle? Maybe. It depends who you ask. But more often than that, if the policy that is actually approved and the legislation is appropriate and the regulation is appropriate, if you can include online sports betting as well as online casino gaming, that's really where you start to see that needle flicker a little bit more and start to move over to the right versus you just have retail sports betting. The tax revenue and the implications for the state are not nearly what all these industry experts would expect. However, if you do have everyone able to wager off their mobile device wherever they are in the confines of the state, or by blackjack or table games or slots on their phone as well, that's significantly changes the dynamic, which it would more than likely move the needle quite a bit more than otherwise.
All right, I want to shift gears here, Max. You know, my mom, she has a saying, you know, if you really want to do something, you'll find a way to do it. And people have been finding ways to place bets on sports regardless of its legalization for years. You know, we had the conversation of bookies here on Current Sports last month. Do you think that this will significantly impact people who have never placed a bet on sports before? And will there be an uptick and what we've already seen in other states, I should say?
I would say yes. I think there's a dichotomy of different types of players. There's sports bettors. We talk about sports betting for a second. It's more of, you have people obviously that are wagering in Michigan right now through offshore bookmakers or legal bookmakers or whomever they're wagering with. They may continue to play with those players, but the security and the safety of betting on a regulated sports betting operator, guaranteed payment, you're guaranteed some integrity from that side of it that's regulated by the Michigan Gaming Control Board. There's a lot of advantages to wagering with a regulated market. Typically, the products are a little bit stronger. You look at what FanDuel or DraftKings or a number of these sports betting operators in these other states, the products are very compelling. They're fun to play with. You can bet on nearly anything you can imagine that really makes it interesting for the consumers. Now, the other side of that token, I think that's how you attract new novice sports bettors that don't necessarily haven't had exposure to sports betting per se, but they will have the opportunity to wager something for large stakes or even for smaller stakes where it's $5, $10 here, $20 there, betting on their favorite play, or if they want to place a futures bet on whether or not the Spartans will win the NCAA tournament, or they want to wager that the Lions will somehow beat Tampa Bay. There's a number of different ways that you can engage some of the novice players. So to answer your question, I think it's twofold. I think there's people that will never leave the black market or the offshore bookmakers, but there's definitely some that will. And I think anyone that starts to see some of the advertising that comes out from these casino operators and sports betting operators, there will definitely be an acknowledgement and much more awareness that sports betting is actually permitted in the confines of the state. So I think you'll see two sides of it versus it being black and white. I think it's more of it's a very fluid situation.
Definitely. Max Bixel of gambling.com. And you know, I'm curious about this layer of things as well, Max. I mean, in what way, if at all, do you think this can or will impact, you know, sports in terms of ticket sales, viewership? Because, you know, I've constantly pondered, you know, what it would be like to be at a game and you're there in person watching that game, and then you whip out your smartphone and decide to place a bet. Do you think this will have any impact on the way people view games at arenas? Will we see an uptick in ticket sales, or will time tell that answer?
Yeah, I think it's something. I mean, there's been some talk of it this week. The NFL came out and spoke about the impact it's had. They didn't really give specific figures, but yeah, certainly you have, for example, in Philadelphia right now, there's their complex of stadiums, Wells Fargo, Citizens Bank, and the Link. They have sports betting lounges within the stadium. So I do think it's something that is important, not only to promote awareness, but also give people the opportunity to sit in their seat and wager on a game play by play, drive by drive, inning by inning, period by period in hockey. So I do think it's something that's very important. And you start to see some of these sponsorships that are publicly announced in states like New Jersey. Unibet, the large sports betting and casino mobile operator based out of Europe, is now in the U.S., making considerable strides, doing deals with the Jets and a number of other teams as well. So I think you'll start to see that as well. So it really is. It promotes an experience for the fan if they want to wager on maybe not necessarily the final outcome of the game, or they just want to wager on whether or not Eli Manning will start and how many touchdowns he'll throw and who will play the next game. And there's the markets that are available to be wagered upon are innumerable. There's new markets being made constantly. So I think that really adds to the component to allow the fans to be much more engaged than they maybe traditionally were. Even if they were betting on sports, they were mostly just wagering on the total or who's going to win the game or who's going to cover the spread. Now it's a much more minute-by-minute, second-by-second sports betting market, which I think promotes a lot more engagement from the fans. And the leagues and the teams, I think, will begin to start reaping some of the benefits of that.
Yeah, certainly. I can definitely see that coming down the pike as well. All right, Max, last question for you. What do you say to any listeners or anybody out there who thinks that this can open the door for some kind of, I don't know, corruption or puts our sporting culture in a dark place here in America? Those who criticize this move, what do you say to those critics?
Yeah, if anything, legalizing sports betting promotes much more integrity. It brings things into the light. There's governing bodies, there's gaming control boards in each state that are monitoring this. You're bringing over sportsbook operators and sportsbook suppliers that have hundreds of people watching these games, monitoring live line movement, monitoring players, looking for these. It's something that they've been able to combat in Europe for decades that has really been successful. So I think if anything, legalizing sports betting promotes a much more level playing field of match fixing or game fixing or tampering with players. It's because if you take a state that doesn't have sports betting legislation, that all of that can happen now, and it can either can still be some corruption, whether it's with players or teams or leagues. But now with legalized sports betting, because the money is going through a regulated process and there's the opportunity to shed some light on that entire process, it will, in my opinion, only promote a more level playing field and give our sports and our leagues and really our country much more integrity to understand exactly what's happening, where money's going, and allow us to combat some of this. Whereas before, you can combat it, but you're handcuffed to an extent, just given how the rules and the regulations are written. Now it's a much more open market where you're able to identify this. There's a number of integrity associations that have been formed over the past year and a half or so that are comprised of industry experts and past regulators that really understand how corruption could potentially work and how some of a sports betting match could be taken advantage of. So that's really something that I welcome that conversation, mostly because I think it's just flat out incorrect. I think we do have an opportunity to regulating sports betting properly can really combat the black market, the offshore market, and really alleviate a lot of these fears of corruption.
Max Bixel, Gambling.com's Group VP of U.S. Business in New York City. Max, how can our listeners out there follow what you guys do at Gambling.com?
Sure. So we have a couple of news outlets, one Gambling.com, but one specific to sports betting is Bookies.com, where you can find a bunch of great content about the college bowl betting season, for example, and league to league, learn about what sports books might be right for you and give you the opportunity to see some of our industry experts post some of their best bets or their picks for the week. Some of our journalists are very successful sports bettors, so go to bookies.com and check out everything we have available for novice sports bettors, expert sports bettors, and really just a place for you to learn more about what's going on in the leagues and the industry or otherwise.
All right, Max, thank you so much for spreading that knowledge to myself and our listeners out there. We got to get you back on, all right?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Looking forward to it.